we now have a luxury when we think about the workforce. We have the luxury of career design. We get to, you know, unlike, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we actually get to pause. We actually get the opportunity to pause and the luxury to say, what destination do I want to land at? What are a set of experiences and moments and skills and talents that I need to develop and acquire in order to get me to that destination?
We have the luxury of career design. I absolutely love that. This is the Leadership Communication Show, a podcast to help people like you be the inspiring and influential leaders their people need. I'm Michael Paperno, and I'm a communication expert, teacher, and coach. My personal mission is to help good leaders be great leaders through the power of communication. I promise you'll learn something from each guest on this show that will help you along your personal leadership journey. Okay, on with the show. Today's conversation is with Errol Olden, founder of Career Studios. His company supports growing professionals with strengths-based career tools and coaching to support and guide them through each stage of their career journey. Errol has assembled a terrific team of expert career designers who learn about each client's unique strengths, challenges, and goals, and provide a variety of services to support them. He's also an entrepreneur, TEDx speaker, and organizational strategist who's worked across various sectors, including nonprofit, education, career development, and private industry. He's guided by a simple but mighty purpose, helping others. I think that purpose is why Errol and I clicked when we met many years ago, and we've become friends since. Every time I speak with him, I leave the meeting energized and full of positive vibes. I think you'll see what I mean. Welcome to the show, Errol.
Thank you, Michael. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to join you and be in this space where we can share inspiration and insight.
Awesome. I'm glad you're here to do that with me. We always have such great conversations, and I appreciate you allowing me to record one for my listeners. So tell my listeners a little bit about you. Like, what's your story? What's your background?
Yeah, so I have a blended background, right? So I actually went to college to study healthcare administration. And then I was supposed to take a part-time job, which I did, but a part-time job in this school that was opening up, a charter school that was opening up in the Bronx, New York, in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so when I took that job, like I said, it was supposed to be part-time while I was like earning my degree. And right. Next thing you know, it went from a couple of weeks later to then 10 years later. So I had stayed in that space for 10 years in different roles, supporting the community and founded an adult community adult education program, helping folks into the workforce, strengthen their families with a healthy lifestyle and, you know, parenting classes. And then that venture concluded. And then I transitioned to consulting and opening up and starting Career Studios, you know, and so, you know, building that entire framework and platform to help growing professionals tell their stories better, because I realized I struggled to tell my own story, you know, because when you've done these so many different types of roles and were involved in different boards and different, you know, ways that you show up in your career, sometimes that's really hard to communicate on paper and especially in interviews. So, I had that challenge and I found a way through it. And since then, I've been trying to help other folks, many growing professionals at all levels and stages, find theirs. So that's a little bit about me.
That's great. Yeah, I didn't realize that's how you landed at the charter school, which is where you and I met many years back. So that's an interesting story. So have you always, Errol, had kind of the entrepreneurial bug, the desire to start something of your own?
You know, I appreciate that question because I wonder that, right? I constantly wonder, like, when did that start? I think it started where I just would enter a room, right? Whether a meeting or be in part of an initiative and just say, how can I contribute? How can I make this thing better, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's where the bug starts, right? That's where it starts growing. And I realized that, you know, and I add a spiritual lens to this, that in my time on earth, I want to make a contribution in some way, mm-hmm. right? That's bigger than me. So entrepreneurism was a vehicle where it allowed that to flower, right, and bloom mm-hmm. in different ways. So I think even when I was at the charter school, starting that community adult education program, that's really like entrepreneurship, right? So, you know, using the, you know, having the support of this, you know, some of the school's budget to go out and pursue this venture to expand and make impact, that helped really kind of get some of the sparks going even more, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, it really took off.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when I asked you that question and hearing your answer, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, when did I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur? And I kind of always thought, like, I wanted to start something and build something on my own. But I think what you just were talking about having an impact, and I think for me it was the corporate world didn't move fast enough for me. They couldn't pivot fast enough for me. Like, I wanted to be in more control. I am a control freak, so that's probably part of it. But I wanted to be more in control of my career. I think that's what made me want to start my own business, because I always had these managers. I was in the marketing and creative services field for a long time after I left teaching, and there was always somebody above me who didn't get me. And I always felt like, okay, that's really limiting me in my ability to have an impact. So, and I think that's a commonality that we both share in our entrepreneurial journeys a little bit. And again, like I said in the beginning, in the intro, I mean, you're all about helping people, and so am I. And we do it in kind of complementary but different ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Michael, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about, you know, something I always tell folks is try to stay in the driver's seat, right? In your career, in your vehicle of life, right? You know, and a lot of us, I don't want to say a lot of it, there's folks that feel that call for more. And sometimes that doesn't always mean leaving the organization, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means leaving the role or making a shift or pivot within that role in terms of certain responsibilities which are given to you. But I say no matter what role you take, whether entry level to levels of more senior level, you have to stay in the driver's seat of your career, of that vehicle. And I was actually speaking with a friend of mine this past week, and I had said to them, I was like, do you remember before you know, Waze app and Google Maps and TomTom and all these, you know, those GPSs? I'm like, do you remember what it was, like the Atlas? The Atlas
Maps, you got your Atlas, or you got, I had maps in my glove compartment in my car when I moved to North Jersey and didn't know where anything was. I had to look on a map.
Right. Yeah. So, and do you remember, like, these were the most, these were like macro view, right? Like, they were like heavily detailed. And I would say the best time to look at a map, right, and set a plan for yourself isn't always when you're on the road going at, you know, 65 miles an hour, right? On the highway, you're not trying to. So when you say that you have to, when I tell folks stay in the driver's seat, right, I really mean sometimes you have to pull over and redefine your strategy for how you're going to reach that destination. You know, so I was thinking about that this past week. I was like, oh my gosh, where are those? I would actually buy one of those books. Right. I wonder if Amazon's got a couple. But, you know, so it's I think it's the, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to create a pause for yourself, and assess. And, you know, for some folks that means, you know, pausing their careers a little bit. Some folks that means taking a weekend off, you know, or just really not work and just saying, you know, where do I want to go? Where do I want to land? You know, so I like to think of our career as truly as a journey. It sounds cliche, but it's like when you really break it down and think of your career as this journey towards a destination, you know, you start to kind of illustrate different parts of that, you know, what that journey looks like. I always say stay in the driver's seat of your career.
I love that. Stay in the driver's seat. But I also really love pull over and take a pause, because when I've made the career pivots that I've made, it required that. It required that slow down. Okay, let's you know, take that step back and really analyze. And for me, each time I made a pivot, it was a very deep analysis of where I was, what I was doing, what I thought I wanted to be doing, which after I made the pivot, didn't always turn out to be what I thought I was going for. But it was those moments of inflection and really deep personal searching of here's where I am right now, here's where I think I want, here's what I've done so far, the inventory of that, like that pull over and redesign that strategy is so critical. And I think that in this world of acceleration that we're in, where everybody's moving so fast and you can get access to everything so quick, it doesn't happen as often with folks, you know?
Yeah, if I'm driving from New York to Florida, right? No matter how wonderful my vehicle is, no matter how, you know, maybe I'm going through some traffic, maybe there's times where there's nobody on the road and I'm just sailing through and having a great old time. Eventually, I have to pull over and get some gas, right? Eventually, I have to fuel up for myself, fuel up for the vehicle, right? And so I urge folks to take a pause, and I know we're busy, right? I know things are moving at 90 miles an hour. I know we've got work demands, family demands. Oh, there's an email. There's an alert from this app. But you have to find time to pause, because if you do not pause, if you do not have that, you know, find that time and set that time for yourself, then you may run out of gas while in the middle of the lane on a highway. For a lot of folks, I feel that that looks like or experience that running out of gas as stress, exhaustion, hating where they're at, you know, and saying like, but not knowing what to do about it. Sometimes we busy ourselves so much with work that we end up taking out that stress and exhaustion in our personal lives.
Sure.
Right?
I did that. I know I did. I did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. So, so you got to pull over and pause, no matter how busy, you know, and I like to create an appointment on my calendar. And I do that, right? Like, and I set aside time for me. And some folks, you can do that every couple of weeks. You can do that once a year, whatever it is, you have to pull over.
Yeah, absolutely. We're touching on a lot of things here, Earl, and you know, you and I have had, again, a lot of experiences with what you often refer to, and I like the term, as a blended career pathways. So tell my listeners what that means. Define that for us.
Oh, I love that we're talking about this, Michael. All right. So look, growing up, right? So I come from give you a little lens on my background, right? So my family's from Barbados. Mm-hmm. I was the only person born here, right? And so, you know, growing up, my mom stressed a couple of things, right? Don't do anything crazy, right? Don't do anything crazy out there. Represent the family well. The next thing that she stressed is, you know, get an education, right? Mm-hmm. You get those boxes checked off. And then she said, get a good union job. And I was like, what? And she's like, get a good union job. You know, make sure you have a pension and make sure you have the stability. And I kept thinking about that, right? And I was like, so I'm going to work my entire life. And there's no criticism of folks that do this, right? But I said to myself, I'm going to work my entire life to find a good pension job, a union job, and it's safe. And there's value in that. But I thought to myself, for me personally, I don't think I'm going to be fulfilled on retirement, which retirement for me is, what is it? I think it's going to be like 67?
I'm 67. Yeah. My date's 67. Yeah.
So I'm probably going to be 70 when I retire. And I was like, I'm not going to wait to get my gold watch, right?
No, me neither.
Or my NFT, whatever it's going to be, right? You know, it's probably going to be NFTs, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, remember this, folks. I realized that the way we thought about careers has evolved, right? We think of careers like you got to go get that safe job, which is okay. We thought about careers sometimes as like linear, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, these traditional roles, and you do this, this, and that. But the reality is that we live in a day and age now where a lot of us have, you know, dipped our toe in different waters. Some of us have gone on to consulting. Some of us have pivoted. Some of us have part-time jobs that, you know, don't represent exactly where we want to land full career-wise. And we struggle, Michael. Mm-hmm. We struggle to have clarity of that story for ourselves. And we struggle to communicate that story when it matters, on an interview, when we're positioning ourselves for the next opportunity. You know, so I realized that we now have a luxury when we think about the workforce. We have the luxury of career design. We get to, you know, unlike, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we actually get to pause. We actually get the opportunity to pause and the luxury to say, what destination do I want to land at? What are a set of experiences and moments and skills and talents that I need to develop and acquire in order to get me to that destination?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to remind folks, and this is what we do here at Career Studios. We sit with folks and we help them design their career path. You know, mm-hmm. We shine a light on them and we shine a light on their talents and we walk them through a process to designing their careers, because it's no longer just linear, a linear pathway.
We have the luxury of career design. I absolutely love that, the way you put that, because that is so true. And to just to talk a little bit more about that, you know, we talk about those safe quote, I'm doing air quotes right now, the listeners can't see, but those safe jobs that you're supposed to get. Because my parents were the same way. It was like, I got a teaching job and everybody was so thrilled. Oh, you know, pensions, you know what your salary is going to be until you're 67. You got great benefits and all of that. And when I left, everybody was like, what are you doing? And so glad that I didn't listen to all that noise. And that was a long time ago. But right now, you are so right. It is so different. And I actually would argue, a friend of mine who does some career coaching with me, and I talk about this, you know, a lot, is I think it's actually could be, not actually, but for some people, it's more dangerous to stay in that quote unquote secure job because of the instability of, you know, layoffs and downsizings and things like that. So there's risk everywhere. And it really is personal, because you made the point, you know, look, if that secure company is what makes you feel good in your career, excellent. But also remember that you can design your career inside that company.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you need to, that's where I think, you know, I help clients in many ways with this, but you do it really specifically with your process of being able to take that pause, assess, and be intentional about the design rather than just letting your career happen to you. I think that's, for me, what was so important for me was to take control of where I was going. And when you look at, that's why I like that term you used, the blended career pathway, because it's not that I've had disparate career choices. There's a real blend, but there's a theme line in my journey. You know, it's helping people be better communicators. I've done it in many different ways. And when you look at my LinkedIn profile or my resume, it may look disparate, but it's not. It's actually been very intentional for me. I just have chosen not to do it in the same way for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Michael, right there, that's what we help people tell, right? That story, right? So when you are involved in so many, you know, different things that it's not traditional, it's not linear, right? But it still has progressing, right? It is progressing towards a direction, right? It might not be what is traditional that folks can immediately recognize, right? When I worked at the charter school, the first thing my mom, so it was so interesting to hear you say the pension. Charter schools, the one I was at, we didn't have any pension, right?
Right.
And everything was at will. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, okay, so tell me about the union. she goes, tell me about what's the name of the, there is no union. What are you doing? They can fire you tomorrow. And so it's so funny. I lived with that for 10 years of being there, right? Like, they can fire you tomorrow. And I said, you know what, no matter what happens, I want to stay in the driver's seat of my career. You know, when that concluded, right? And, and it's no secret, right? I've told it on different platforms as well. Like, you know, part of that community adult education model we did was a little bit of a moonshot. We wanted to see what we could provide and to the community. And we ran into a funding challenge, right?
Yeah.
And so when we couldn't get the funding, then my work concluded there. So here's what this looks like. And I say this with full transparency, because maybe someone out there, right, you know, could benefit from that.
Yeah.
There is something when you wake up the next day after concluding a chapter in your career and you say, okay, I am unemployed. What am I going to do? Right. And so what I did was I said, stay in the driver's seat. Right. So, you know, you look at your finances, you say, what's practical? Right. And you think about how do you want to spend, because I wanted to take a year off. How do you want to spend this time? Right. And, you know, so I looked at that and I said, OK, I'm going to design my career. Right. So I had to do what I, you know, it's a three step process. Right. Define, discover and design, right? So when, you know, that is something that I bring every single person through, right? Defining who they are, you know, this, just defining who, what skills and, you know, taking inventory of their skills, right? Discovering, you know, what excites them, what direction they want to head towards, and then designing the plan to do that, right? And so first you have to know, you have to tell your story. You know, when folks look at me, they go, wait, Errol, you're a consultant. You stud, you're a diversity and inclusion consultant. You're a leadership development consultant. You worked in the school for 10 years. You're the, you know, owner of Career Studios. You this and that. And folks will look at it and go, wait a minute. Wait, what is it that you do, right? But for me, I help people. That's the theme. When I think about the quilt, the fabric of my life and my career, I help folks find clarity on their path. That's my contribution, right? And so I have to know that theme, like what you were saying, right? Know the theme of who you are that connects all your experiences together and discover a way to articulate that and leverage that towards the destination you want to reach.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I tell people, you know, about that also is it's okay for that theme to evolve. You don't have to put the stake in the sand and say, this is my purpose for the rest of my career life. I mean, it can evolve. It definitely can. And don't put, and I always tell people not to put that kind of pressure on yourself. So,
yeah. It can certainly evolve. You know, it's funny. Like, I think about 10 years from now, right? You know, when I have my Doberman. Okay, my Doberman dog. I do want to.
Errol really wants to get a dog. I've been encouraging him to do it. A lot of responsibility, Errol. But if you want it, you should do it.
I know. You know, I think about I think about the seasons. I'm like, do I really want to take this dog out in the winter? You know, in a New York City snow. So you know, they're happy and I'm not. I'm just like shivering. Right. You know. So you know, when I think about my life 10 years from now. Right. And I reflect, well, I project forward, like, what's that going to look like? I do not marry myself to my last 10 years at this point. I know that things can evolve, right? I give myself permission to evolve. I give myself permission to, you know, be more than one thing, try a different experience, right? Shift and make a pivot, right? With with certain tact and intentionality and a strategy, you know. I give myself permission to that because I know it sounds cliche, Michael, but you know, we've got one life, right? Arguably, we've got one life and I'm not around for another, for another 100 years, right? Or for 100 years from now. I'm not, you know, it's just, it's not going to happen, right? If I am, whoa, right? But so I, knowing so, and knowing that my life is finite, then while I'm here, I'm going to get in the driver's seat of my life. I'm going to define all my talents, I'm going to define and say, okay, you know, how am I when I show up to a team, you know, what, as I'm part of a team or leading a team, I'm define, you know, my skills and different abilities. I'm going to discover things about myself and say, what gets me excited? What part of my work gets me excited? And if I don't know, what do I really not enjoy doing? Right. Cause that's, you could just, you could get just as clear about that. And then I'm going to design a path forward. Right. Maybe I need some coaching, you know, to help me get there. Maybe I need to sit with a mentor or surround myself with, you know, new folks that will help me expand myself. Right. Expand my capabilities or expand my mindset. All in favor of and direction of the destination I seek to reach. Our career is a journey. Right. That's why I always go back to illustrating it in that way for folks. And you have to be intentional. Don't look at that map when you're driving 90 miles an hour.
Right. And we'll be right back. The Leadership Communication Show is brought to you by the Comvia Group, your source for leadership communication and workplace relationships coaching and training. Visit wearecomvia, that's wearecomvia.com to learn more. If you're a senior leader in healthcare who's thinking about making the transition to the early and mid-stage life sciences world, the Comvia Group's Write the Next Chapter of Your Career program is for you. Learn more and get access to a free preview at www.wearecomvia.com/next-chapter. That's www.wearecomvia.com/next-chapter. And now back to the show.
Hey, where does all your positivity come from? It's one of the reasons I love talking to you. You just look at things like, you know, in a way that really is just so inspiring. Have you always been this kind of positive person? Or
You know, it's about you really, Michael, let me tell you something. Every day I wake up, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do with this day, right? And mm-hmm. I don't start off positive, but I have to create that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have to create that and build on the momentum of that, because life is tough. Life is tough when we think about our professional responsibilities, our personal responsibilities, and God help you if you turn on the news, okay?
Because you're not
going to hear something really positive. So I realized that, you know, you really got to create the life you want, and I have options. I can go pessimistic real quick, right?
Yeah.
I can do that. But I choose to lean on the side towards optimism and realism, and that's what I try to do. And I realized, Michael, that we're like, not even sounding cliche about this, but we can all have a bad day or a good day. Let's, you know, I don't know what you're going through on your side. You sometimes probably won't know what I'm going through, but it's like, let's bring an energy to the table and make it positive. So I try that. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. That's a good reminder for me too. Cause I absolutely love what I do, but you know, sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, God, look what's on my calendar today. Or I'm feeling like I'm not qualified to be the lead on this certain thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, those feelings, I think it just happens. It happens to the best of us.
Well, this is something I've tried to do. And here's the thing. I'm not a perfect person at this. Okay. But it is my intention every day. Before I connect to the world, I connect to myself. Okay. And so I actually have a checklist that I go through every morning. Some mornings I don't meet checking off those boxes, but the days that I do, I guarantee you that they go better than the other days that I don't. Okay. And so what that is I have a set of affirmations for myself, you know, and it's funny, when I first heard that people do affirmations, I'm like, oh, you know, does that stuff really work? And I'm still a little bit like that too. But let me tell you, it conditions your mind. It sets your mind, right? When you think about the term mindset, well, you know, reverse it or flip it. It's, you have to set your mind. You cannot let your mind run wild by itself. You cannot do that, because we can think about any and everything. Okay?
Oh yeah, my mind can go crazy. So
So before I connect to social media, before I connect and pick up a phone call from even a family member or, you know, a close friend, I say, let's check in with Errol. I read my beliefs and my affirmations out. I peek at maybe some vision. I'm such a nerd. I keep a vision board in my phone, in the Notes app with the
affirmation. I do too. You're not a nerd. Well, maybe we're both nerds, but yeah.
We're both nerds. We're inspirational nerds.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I do that, and it helps me set my mind before. So I take care of myself, okay? Mm-hmm. I build me up. And then when I enter the world, right, when I go out there in the world, I don't know what the weather report is, but whatever it is, I'm prepared for it.
I'm going to do that, Earl. That's such a good, simple, but wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
I got to connect to myself first thing. I'm going to do that.
It's a pause.
Thank you.
It's a daily way of pausing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So listen, I want my listeners to learn how they can get in touch with you and learn more about you. But before we do that, are you working on anything that's particularly exciting right now that you want to share with us?
Yeah. So I'll tell you this. We have at Career Studios, we have we lean on professional storytelling approaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is honestly just expanding the amount of folks that we're supporting, right? We're looking at the types of coaching programs that we can offer folks, helping folks through imposter syndrome, helping folks, you know, find their clarity in their career. And here's the thing, that as long as we are on this planet and evolving, so must our material and so must our work. So working with our, you know, a team of career designers to evolve that work and see how we can support leaders, see how we can support folks that are on the frontline teams, really find clarity within themselves and also empower them to reach their destination. So if that's helping you boost your confidence, if that is, you know, helping you to really heal from maybe some, you know, a challenge in previous work environment, whatever it is, evolving our programs to serve folks. That's what we're excited about. That's what we're doing.
Wonderful. Yeah. Awesome. If someone's out there struggling with redesigning their career, I mean, you've talked about a lot of things and maybe you're just going to repeat one of them here, but is there one kind of thing, you know, if they leave, go throughout the rest of their day today and just consider is important that they do to either get started or to just frame redesigning their career for themselves?
Absolutely. So I'll lean in on these 3 points I mentioned. And if someone's listening to this right now, then, you know, write it down on your phone, write it down on a notepad and set a just follow up to just pause and flesh this out. The first thing is define, right? Define it for yourself. Define, you know, who are you, right? In terms of your talents, your skills, your capabilities, okay? Define what that is. Define how you show up in your workplace, right? Discover is the second one. Okay, so after you define, you discover, you know, what excites me? What am I interested in? What lights me up? What parts of my work lights me up? What parts do I not like that much? You know, and, you know, then the third one is design. Taking a moment and say, okay, considering where I've been and where I'm at right now and where I want to go, what does the path forward look like? And you might not know all the steps needed, right, but as long as you can take one step, even a baby step, okay? Even a tiptoe, okay? If you get the little tiptoe and just inch forward, then that is a step towards your destination, right? So you've got to define who you are, discover what excites you and the stories that matter, the narratives that matter that really illustrate those skills coming to life, and then design your pathway forward. That's it. But you have to pause. You cannot do that when you are, you know, on the road, driving fast and in the busyness and rushing between meetings and you're going to do this on your lunch break. You're going to do this. Take time. Slow down. Pull over. Handle those three steps. Yeah.
All right. Such good advice. And I really love the fact of, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself with the design. Get something started. That's awesome. Errol, always such a fun to talk to you. I really, really appreciate you doing this. We do. And this is going to be so helpful to so many people hearing your tips and your advice. But we're going to wrap up now. And I just want you to, you know, take some time and tell folks how they can find out more about you and Career Studios.
Absolutely, folks. I just want to give you one thing. Go to careerstudios.com. Okay, that'll connect you to all our social media handles. That'll connect you to our monthly newsletter, and the newsletter it's inspirational. It's a nice uplift. It's an asset to your career. And here's the thing: the folks that write it, me and my team, we write it to, you know, help us. Right? It's got to help us as we progress in our pathway. So I would say to anybody, whether you are ready to make the move now or you're debating it and it's in that you want to put it on a back burner, go to careerstudios.com and stay connected to us in one of those ways. We're happy to help. And I always tell folks, we want to be with you from this stage into your career all the way till you retire. We're your career support team. And then after, when you're thinking about your, you know, post-retirement, you know, your journey. So nice. We're your support team.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, I'll definitely put that website in the show notes as well for folks who want to access it there. And Errol, thanks again. It's, you know, it's just always wonderful to talk to you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. It's an honor, and I appreciate you. We've got to catch up soon. We really do. We've got to catch up.
We will. I got to get up to the city. When I get up to the city, we're going to get together. So we'll do that
soon.
Can't
wait.
All right. Me too. That's it for this episode of the Leadership Communication Show. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you think this show can help other people you know, please tell them about it too. To learn more about me and my work, head over to my websites at michaelpiperno.com and wearecomvia.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all of the leadership communication tips and tricks I share on my blogs. See you next time.